Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past year, our next guest says his company has been running at full speed, supplying personal protective equipment and disaster-related products to all 50 states, including to all of the hospital systems in New York City. It has probably helped that they've been in the emergency supply business for over 32 years and that their founders had backgrounds in military logistics. Gordon King is president of ProPAC Incorporated, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in North Charleston, South Carolina. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Pleased to be here.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
ProPAC was started in March of 1989. Our focus was to be in the disaster relief supply business. I had worked with Salvation Army and Red Cross in various supply positions over time, typically with hurricanes, and helped them deliver goods to people that were put up in shelters. Fortunate for us, I guess, was September, Hurricane Hugo hit Charleston. So we sort of got thrown into the fire, but did reasonably well given the limited stock that we had, but did get to know those servicing these disasters. That stood us in good stead for some fairly rapid growth.
At what point did you transition into other types of emergency equipment and supplies?
Well, you know, as we started servicing these customers, one of our bigger customers in the early 90s was actually the U.S. State Department. I had hooked up with them early on while I'd been up in Washington talking to the Red Cross, called on the American State Department Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance, and we found lots and lots of common ground. It was a very underserved area. So we did a lot of programs and products for them. We helped them get stuff into Eastern Europe at the time. The Bosnian War was in full force, and there were refugees everywhere. So the inventory collection expanded rapidly in the 90s, and then we also picked up the Japanese government as a customer. They had a worldwide service area with four different distribution points, one of them here in the U.S. down in Miami. We serviced them from Charleston through Miami, and they would supply those goods to people at typically Central and South America and the Caribbean.
Well, now talk about your experience with the pandemic. And I'm assuming that there was a lot of scrambling going on trying to find the supplies that your customers needed.
Yes, actually, we were quite fortunate. We've been in the business a long time, and we have a really good supply chain set up, two production houses in various parts of the world, China, you know, being probably the most prevalent. They probably produce 60 or 70% of the world's PPE products. And we had those suppliers lined up and ready to go right from the get-go. New York City had a very hard time locating products. We'd done business with them for years. They called us, and we were able to satisfy their needs, which were very, very large. The first couple of orders that we got from them were for 30 million PPE masks, and 30 million turned into several hundred million in the end. But we had supply chain set up in China, Korea, Vietnam, India, in fact, Turkey as well. So we were well positioned early on. I guess we took advantage of that. We're small, we're nimble, so we could act very fast, and we did.
And so what is in the future for your company? Were there any lessons learned through this that might change your business model or your outlook for the future?
Yes, there certainly were. We do preach preparedness. Our motto here at ProPAC is, know us before you need us. And that's pretty true. We used to do a lot of trade shows. Obviously, in this COVID world, we're not doing those. So we're doing some virtual contacts with our customers. But it's actually sad how ill-prepared the country was. FEMA and the U.S. government have spent billions of dollars filtered down to the states, you know, for these preparedness items. And they really haven't been stocked to the level they need to be. I do see the demand continuing through 21 and into 22. And then once all the goods have been consumed, people are going to backfill and build inventory on these products. So the future is bright for at least the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, Gordon, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Gordon King is president of ProPack Incorporated. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in North Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and find a link to subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.